A Christmas free-for-all is not on the cards. That from Minister Pippa Hackett yesterday, ahead of a meeting today by the three coalition party leaders to consider how the country exits level 5 restrictions in 7 days' time. It is anticipated now that all non-essential retail as well as gyms and hairdressers will reopen, and there will be some easing of restrictions around mass and religious services. But what will happen to the hospitality sector? Pub, bar, restaurant owners and others in an open letter to An Taoiseach have demanded clarity. But while the number of COVID positive tests have resumed a downward trend, it is still at 318 new cases yesterday, a considerable distance from the 50 to 100 cases saw through the six-week lockdown. Let's talk now to Pádraig Cribben, the CEO of the Vintners Federation of Ireland. And Pádraig, good morning.
Good morning, Mary.
What is your best hope now for what will emerge for the publicans you represent as government take decisions around the ending of Level 5?
Well, I suppose the air is very full at the moment with kites being flown in all directions, but we have been very clear that what we need for the month of December, and we don't certainly see it as a free-for-all, but what we need is we need to see all pubs to be open for indoor drinking and dining, no distinction between the different types of pubs, and that the restrictions that would be in place would be based on the capacity to social distance. December is an important month for the trade. We do realise that December 2020 is going to be different to any other December, but people are going to socialise. And the real question that government has got to ask itself is, do they want that to be in a controlled environment with social distancing, with masks when people are moving around, or do they want it to be in the domestic setting that we know has led to most of the spread of the virus that has been there in the last number of weeks and months, where there will be very little social distancing and very little, if any, mask wearing.
But do you accept that is a very big ask at this stage, that you want all pubs, wet pubs that don't serve food, as well as the gastro pubs and the food pubs, all to reopen in one tranche, following
think,
on
yes,
from the 1st of
Mary,
December?
Is that there's quite a bit of pent-up demand, and the broader that demand is spread, the better it will be for allowing for less queuing, less congregation of people. And I think it's actually in the public health interest that as broad a range of outlets is open as possible.
But as much as there are worries, and we have seen the evidence, as you say, of spread within domestic settings, when you reopen pubs and when numbers start to grow again, as they will inevitably around Christmas, is your concern, do you not share that concern, that the numbers being infected with COVID will increase again exponentially, and we will end up back again in January heading into a lockdown?
The one thing, Mary, that we haven't been furnished with, despite months and months of looking for it, is any evidence that the actual spread is coming from the hospitality sector. If you look at the health department's own figures, out of over 7,000 clusters, you're looking at a scenario where 72% are from domestic gatherings, where less than a third of 1% is coming from the pub sector. So in actual fact, in terms of your fear of the future and your fear of another lockdown, I think you might actually reduce that and minimise it by having the pubs open rather than pushing the people into uncontrolled.
Well, let's talk about what restrictions you're prepared to accept. When they reopened earlier in the summer, we had the 90-minute rule, we had the food rule, the €9 needing to be spent in pubs, and we had the closing rules. Would you accept restrictions like that again?
I think the distinction between food and non-food is not a good idea, for the reasons that I've outlined, in terms of two things: in terms of fairness, in terms of giving people the opportunity to trade on the one hand, and in terms of spreading the load. In terms of time, whatever government decide will be what government decide. But you have to bear in mind that back in the summer, NPHET, one of the kites they flew at that point in time is that there would be And their requirement was that there'd be a closing time of 10:30. Government talked about 11 o'clock, and eventually they settled on 11:30. And the reason that they settled on 11:30 was they felt that any earlier really was going to encourage people into house parties if they closed
earlier. Well, there's now talk and speculation. Sorry,
Pádraig. That hasn't changed anything.
There is speculation yesterday, just briefly, that the pubs would be asked to close, if they are reopened, that they would be asked to close at 10.
Yeah, and if that's what it is, that's what it is. And I think it's important. You know, there will be a number of pubs that won't be in a position to open because either the publicans themselves or the families feel vulnerable, or on the other hand, because of the size of the premises, social distancing may not be possible. Yeah. So there are some supports in place for them, and they need to remain in place.
Okay,
but you know, at the end of the day, I think it's what's important here is that government make the decision, because unfortunately, NPHET, as far out as 2 to 3 weeks ago, have basically given their view, which means that we're not going to get a balanced view from NPHET. Their view was taken 3 weeks ago.
They would argue, of course, Pádraig, that they will take the best health view based on the numbers and the modelling that they are seeing.
3 weeks
in
ago,
any event, Pádraig,
the CMO basically said that he didn't anticipate giving advice to government that families could meet in pubs over Christmas.
We will see what the week brings.
Pádraig
Cribben, CEO of the Vintners Federation of Ireland. Thank